New amendments concern believers in Russia. A ministry project launch builds in the past toward a bright future. And a Bible society introduces its first Spanish Bible for U.S. troops. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Amendments to a new law is a concern to Christians in Russia. Russia's Kommersant News says draft amendments to the Act on Freedom of Worship and Religious Associations will allow government restriction of religious organizations. Russian Ministry Sergei Rahuba says these amendments would be bad for all Christian groups, and it's reminiscent of the Soviet days.
The media was already controlled by the state. Non-governmental organizations are controlled by the state. The Russian parliament is controlled by the presidential power. And now with this, they try to control other religious groups in Russia.
Rahuba believes these amendments could impact outreach, but won't stop it. He wants people to pray.
Pray that God would give wisdom to the Russian government, but also to pray that we would be faithful, and especially the national church leaders in Russia, that they would continue their ministry despite of any pressure, and will continue saving people, preaching the love of Jesus.
Next, as hope fades for survivors of last Saturday's mudslide that wiped out a village in the Philippines, Christians are responding to needs. Operation Blessings' Kristen Vischer says their disaster relief teams have served more than 600 families.
We're responding to the need by providing meals and disaster relief kits filled with toiletries, blankets, shoes, and other basic necessities to survivors. And we're also working to mobilize local churches to provide trauma counseling in addition to other emergency relief efforts.
A trauma intervention training is scheduled for this weekend. Vischer explains the why of their work.
Our mission is to demonstrate God's love in action. So our teams are definitely doing that by helping these poor, traumatized people in their hour of need. And I believe that our teams show the love of Christ even if they don't say anything. Their actions speak definitely louder than words.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Although Kazakhstan hasn't always been an easy country in which to launch evangelistic projects, that's changing. Global Aid Network's Scott Hendricks says they've recently joined several other ministries partnering on the Power to Change campaign throughout Central Asia. Excitement is growing for Gain USA because for them, Kazakhstan is a new field.
They use the Power to Change campaign as people giving testimonies of how Jesus Christ came into their heart. And there's a whole booklet, and they rent ads, they run it on TV, and there's an 800 number for them to call in. A lot of ministry is going on, and we're just excited about being there and being part of it.
Hendricks says their project is a good fit for the partnerships between the indigenous church and the campaign. As for response,
it's overwhelming, the number of people who are calling in that 800 number, and the Christians there, the churches, are the ones who are answering and talking to them, so it's enabling the churches to do ministry.
Meanwhile, nearly a quarter of the deployed U.S. troops in the Army and Marine Corps claim Spanish as their mother tongue. The International Bible Society just introduced its first-ever scripture edition designed specifically for them. The Bible features IBS's contemporary Spanish texts along with the study notes and military camouflage cover. It includes a self-contained worship service to help units worship in small groups when the chaplains aren't available. And poverty makes access to school supplies nearly impossible for kids in developing countries. Worldwide Christian Schools is partnering with CompRenew Environmental Trust to meet these needs. CompRenew is looking for gently used computers, textbooks, sports equipment, and musical instruments to recycle. With the right tools, the children can get the quality education and be trained for Christian leadership in their communities. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's Black History Month in the U.S. Buckner Orphan Care Shoes for Orphan Souls is making available the CD, Spirituals, Songs of the Soul, featuring Larnell Harris, Marilyn McCoo, and others. These songs may stir your soul to reach out to the oppressed, like innocent orphans around the world. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.